Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustman is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 44.
Kamen Rider, Zen move! Seriously, get the fuck out of here, move. Move your ass. Move your tiny, fat, midget little ass out of the way. I don't want to barf.
You're an asshole. I hate you.
I'm just a realist. Right, Cheek?
Fuck your mother ass with a hot metal pole. A hot metal shaft. A flaming double metal shaft.
Oh, metal shaft.
One-ups.
One-ups, yes. I'll go first because I haven't gone first in like 87 years.
Okay.
My ball.
Okay. Brian's somebody just going to say random shit in the background. Okay. So, the only thing I got in the mail this week was my Magic Dragon, which was forced upon me by Milkshake. And
just like Moshe forces stuff upon all of us.
Pretty much.
Boy, that's just me.
They got their stuff all over our faces, but we took it because they... I don't know. Anyway, but he's like really neat. Like, I thought he was going to be all boring without Gokai, which he kind of is, but he's just kind of cool to have sitting there. Like, I'm waiting for Gokai. But that's the only thing that I got. We talked about Pokemon Black and White last week, so I've been playing that slowly and steadily. I don't think I bought anything out in the real world. I got my Gokai Buckle. I mean, Gokai Buckle. That's not me. Wait. The Gokai Gun and the Gokai Saber from Manda Beat. And a Ketros phone to make it over 5,000 yen, so I didn't have to pay that pesky 500 yen fee.
Deluxe Robots does it too, so...
I know. Yay! And my box with Gokaio and... Pat Striker and my little CD so I can have a Gokai ride to carry around with me shipped. And they're like, it's 20 and cheaper to do EMS. Do you want to do it? I'm like, fuck no! No, I did it. And other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot to up other than just, you know, playing Pokemon. And
I love Pokemon, playing. Nigga.
Well, I see you making fun of my Pokemons. I mean, I could kill you.
I'm gonna kill you.
So yeah, I've been just doing that, playing the Pokemans.
I'm going to give you that poke a dick.
Yes, they already gave it to me. Okay. It's somebody else's turn now.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, Kevin's just going to masturbate while I...
like, as always.
What else is new?
What else do you think I do during this podcast?
Podcat?
Podcat. So,
somewhere someone without a chin is picturing that right now.
Just go to my vlog and look at what I got because I don't really remember what was here.
This is the one-ups become just refer to vlog.
Refer to
I
vlog.
I don't remember what was here and what wasn't here. But I know my Epic Oki package got here and that was fucking awesome. So I've got like all of the Ghost Sager mech ever up till.
Ghost Elfman.
Ghost Elfman.
The elk came in tiny pieces.
To Metal Snake, Utah. You did hear me when I said that I didn't want to buy Ghost Sager stuff and that I was thinking about selling the stuff I had. But then I finished the show and it actually ended okay. And I actually really do like the mecha combinations and the suit designs. So I was just kind of bitter at Ghost Sager as a whole at that
point. What he's trying to say is he's a liar. A dirty, filthy liar.
I'm not a liar. I'm just... I change my mind sometimes.
Did he ask to buy your Ghost Sager mech?
No.
Oh.
He just wanted to say
correct
that.
Correct you?
Not correct me, but make sure that he wasn't stupid or something.
Okay.
You change your mind more than most women do.
Kind of, yeah. Like, I change my mind all the time, and I'm not... I don't know. Fuck.
You change your mind more than someone with incontinence changes their underwear.
What?
What?
So I said, you change your mind more than someone with incontinence means they can't, you know, control their bladder? Oh, changes their underwear.
So the midget then. Okay. So we're talking.
She doesn't have that problem. I would go with it to make sure she didn't have problems.
God.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. So I'm just going to continue. So I got that on Saturday, but I didn't get it until Sunday because I was on vacation. I didn't really win too much at the casino, but yeah, I tried. I found the two Retro Fires today. They're pretty cool. Not as good as the Super Robot Chogokins or anything, but they're a step up from the Wave 1 and Wave 2 Retro Fires. Those ones had really spotty articulation in places where they should have. But these ones have articulations in all the necessary places, so they're a lot better. Paint still kind of sucks, but that's a Bandai of America product. What do you expect?
Oh, my cactus jizz.
Righto.
Righto.
To people on the fence about Guard Chaser, it's awesome. You should buy it.
People on the fence about cactus jizz, you should catch some.
Right.
Right. And... Say it all serious. Yep. Go ahead and do that.
I think that's about all. I had a good time on my birthday trip with all of my friends and family, so thanks
you to you guys. Friends?
And yeah,
us?
I have friends. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, your fake friends. That's right. Your replacement friend.
Die,
right?
Replacement friend!
So, yeah, that's all. Just playing the Pokemans. I beat the Elite Four, and now I'm filling up my Pokedex. And my
Pokedex.
I love the Pokedex.
This is
he doesn't love a good Pokedex.
Is it my turn yet?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot that he still had to go.
You're a cock. No. So I got my HLJ box. Hooray. Go say Wonder is pretty cool. I almost called him the wrong name. That's okay. What else is there? Go say Wonder. The blaster, seriously, I opened the box, took the card out, and put it back in the box. So I need to record that review and whatever. And I beat out Shuquen Shinobi for a Gokai Saber from Strawberry Shake.
Brian was
I beat
some tough
you on
competition.
The buckle. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. I got it day one.
Brian was some tough competition trying to get it while he was in the bathroom.
Hey, that's his own problem. He shouldn't have been in the bathroom.
I
you
had
hold
to
it like
poop.
A man. You hold it like a man to your
I
stomach.
I had to poop.
You take your computer with you like I do.
I had my phone.
Not good enough. Let's see, what else is there? What else have I bought? I got a new 2 terabyte hard drive to store my videos on, and that made me happy. And I got the Arceus Pokemans movie.
Arceus. I will murder you in your sleep.
I say it Arceus because it pisses you off.
I know. Just like you laugh at cock and stuff. You might do that just because it makes you laugh. I don't really know.
And what else did I do? I just a couple of minutes.
What?
Oh, damn it. A few minutes ago.
Are you going to English properly? Or?
Sorry, I ran into a trainer. I just recently I purchased a Killaro and a Ryutaro Sigurd off Mandarake. Here's hoping they have them in stock.
Is today March 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, it's Brian's birthday.
I said it was my birthday.
I know. Well, I was looking for some kind of line that GSG gave me to say during the podcast in their old conversations, and I couldn't find it, and I just found a hello, and I'm not sure if it was from today.
Oh. Was it Beware the Ides of March?
Yeah, sure. It was some kind of
family. When I was younger.
When I was a boy. He's getting old now.
I about that one time, and she said, yeah, you're totally going to die on your birthday one year, and I got really scared.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. But according to your dad, the world ends in May, so we only got 2 months to live.
Yeah, but yeah. I've been playing the Pokemans Blacks and Whites. Both awesome. Games have 3 badges. I'm excited. And I just now put my Nazca Bird on the team, so I'm going to go try him out. And
one of my friends there's a bunch of there, Sigilyph Kirihiko, was happy.
Oh, that reminds me. Does one of your friends have a Snivy?
Yes.
Alright, you'll have to make me a Snivy Egg.
Eventually. Oh, okay, because I don't have a Snivy Egg.
Yeah, because Kevin's... Well, Kevin's not going to do it.
But I, What else? My Pokemons are cool. I love them, so...
So are mine.
Shut up, faggot. And, I guess that's about it. I don't think anything's going on. I don't know. I feel so stupid.
We need to hurry up. We have lots of news to cover. God, we're just gonna be talking about news all the time.
I'm trying to find someone to battle, and I can't.
Just battle your diaper.
I play with my diaper all the time. I think that's it, though.
One time? Damn it, no one finished. I told Angelica
to go away.
Yeah. This one time at band camp, I took a flute. Oh.
It's like, you know all our stories?
Yeah.
Okay, it's news time. Where are the drugs? Fuck are they? Brian ate him. Brian ate him. You just shoved him in his mouth. Oh. Then Batman got mad.
I'm hungry. They tasted so good.
He's like, where's Joker? And then he was like, Hidari Shotro is my Joker. And then he got even madder. It was funny.
So,
if Brian wasn't here, I'd have to do a sighing for him.
You're probably tired of hearing it by now, but we don't have any news to cover, so we're going to talk about it. On the 11th, it would help if I would get the article up.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
Shut the...
The ship was a model as big as this. Staying alive. You're so weird. Scared him. Okay.
So on March 11th, a magnitude 9, now they upgraded it by 0.1. Like, it really makes a big of a difference. They got pwned either way.
They have to be technical about it.
Unleashed a 23 feet, 7 meter tsunami, and leaving enormous destruction in its wake, and basically, TV Nihon put up two links to before and after images, and there was, I think, one other one that put up one somewhere too. My dad found it. But basically, if you look at those, you can see just how much damage this thing actually did. And it's pretty much, there was stuff there, and now there's nothing there.
Now there's not stuff?
Worse than that meteorite in Kabuto?
Basically, at least they had rubble.
Shit.
Like, at least they had, like, broken buildings and stuff. Earthquake ruined the buildings, then the tsunami came and went, and then the buildings were gone. So
I saw a picture of one of the craters. Seriously, it looked like the Abyss of Evil from Ninja Storm. It was ridiculous. I saw Lothar's hand coming out. They're like, seal that shit back up.
Road?
Yeah, and then people are just looking like, oh, fuck, Lothar's down there. Somebody get the crazy glue.
So, it was originally Ryokia's, I think, brainchild.
Mindchild.
So, originally an effort of us at RRR, we joined forces with a lot of people.
With everyone ever.
Ranger Board, Henshin Justice, Ranger Crew, JE Fusion, CS Toys, obviously, and therefore CS Toys blog, but they're part of us. So, Gideon's blog, Orange Range, Gaijin Inside,
Starbucks. No, I'm kidding. Starbucks.
Starbucks. Iga Devil's blog, Henshin Head, Order of Zero.
Henshin Head. Sorry.
That's what it is. Tokyo Hipster, Power Ranger Planet, Ranger Central, Toku Time, King Laffo, Solidus, NateThing.com,
Tosh.0,
Kit Subs, Grownups and Spandex. Unfortunately, over time, or TVN hasn't done anything yet, but hopefully they will soon.
Nudge.
So all of those people...
And wait, you forgot Midnight Crew Subs has it up on there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You said that yesterday. Love to get Rio to put their little name thingy on the page.
Pagey.
Pagey. And Midnight Crew Subs then. All banded together. We're all advertising, along with a bunch of people on YouTubes ranging from
ages 2 to 22.
Basically. And more than that, too. There was so many people that were making videos that within like 2 or 3 days of the quake. That was just absolutely phenomenal. But so everyone's banded together to create Superhero Time. You can visit that at superherotime.chipin.com. Click on
Superhero Time.
Chip in now.
You can check out the link either in the show notes or in the podcast itself, or you just type it
chip in. Sorry.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Go back in your corner.
And so you can check that out there, and you can donate if anyone wants to go ahead and talk about the shirts now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to. I was just waiting for you to finish. Anyway. Okay, so if you don't... Well, if you want something for your money and you also want to help out, over at the Shirt Zor store, which is, you know, the store for all the RR memorabilia merchandise stuff, there's a shit ton of Superhero Time Help Japan shirts. Now, when you go on there, you might be confused if you're Kevin trying to order the women's shirts. But there's a bunch of them that say hashtag Help Japan, Superhero Time. There's one that's double-sided that has both. There's some hoodies. And there's a cool red shirt that has, like, the actual logo on it instead of just saying it. And then there's also some buttons. One of them has Superhero Time, and then the other two are from this cool fan art that just kind of shows O's and other Toku heroes rescuing the victims. So if you want to help out and get some shirts to advertise it wherever you are, that'd be pretty cool. I'm going to pick up some myself pretty soon.
I get so confused if I'm a man or a woman.
Side note, there's also a really cool Shinken red shirt on there.
I don't know. Does that one go to the donations or not?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Ryu tomorrow when I ask about it, but...
I think he's wanted to promote that shirt.
I just love it. Look at it. He's like, not Jaden. You should just put that picture in, but not Jaden. But yeah, so you can help out that way, and thanks to all the people that have already helped. It's a really good, really fast accumulation of money so far.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
I think probably by the time I wake up tomorrow, we'll probably be at 5,000, so...
Unfortunately, it wasn't over 9,000, so we couldn't have that epic title by today, but hopefully...
I honestly think we'll be over 9,000 by the time April...
Next week episode title, Snake Preview, everyone!
But, I don't want to say I'm shocked, because I'm aware of the ability for a fan base to donate money to a good cause. I've seen it on AllSpark a lot of times. But it's a good feeling, even for the people that haven't donated yet. Like I personally, honestly, haven't donated yet. But I'm going to buy a shirt and then donate some money, so I will be soon. I just need to put it in my bank. But like it's a good feeling knowing that you're part of a fandom that can come together and help out when a country totally just gets annihilated.
Well, only part of it, to be fair. Mistress is safe.
Yeah. Most of it was all, like, in northeastern area. Basically, like, anything on the right side got hurt pretty bad. Tokyo and up. But the, southwest portion didn't...
So, Os and Gokhydra casts are okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any, celebrities... getting to,
I heard the voice of Japanese Goldar died, but I'm not sure if that's related.
That was a couple days beforehand.
Oh. They just decided to release it then. Well, this
whoever retweeted that or whatever was kind of late to the game.
Yeah. Obviously.
But, yeah, that was completely unrelated. So I don't really know personally anyone who died or...
Yeah.
Was in a really bad predicament, but I think out of the people, like, we as a whole know. I think Rider Proxy got hit the worst.
Yeah, I think something happened to
her. She wasn't too far from Sendai, from what I can gather. So she got hit pretty bad, but she said that everyone in her families and stuff's fine.
Good news is that Oki's okay.
Yeah, Oki, like, didn't even know what happened. No, I'm kidding.
Oki's like, what?
He knew what happened, I'm just kidding. But...
He just wakes up.
He just wakes up. And looks out the window. That? Oh, fuck.
But I had a couple conversations with him about, like, what's happening. He was like... he said, at the rate they're going, Fuji's gonna erupt and annihilate everything, and then a meteor's gonna hit them.
Oh, shit.
So if Japan's gone, blame Oki.
Oh.
If it's gone in May, blame Ryan's dad. All All right, Kevin, your turn to speak.
Okay, so now that you all are done with its depressing things, here's something somewhat cool. O's Rumors.
Yay.
O's Rumors never stop. O's Rumors, they wait for no one.
So we have the next set of rumors for Counter O's. They surfaced online, and they're about Gil, the Dinosaur Greed. They'll appear in the future, and O's Pulitzer combo being his final combo. And lastly, Ankh being Birth. Take these as a grain of salt. Gil managed to escape from the seal. He started living as a human and assimilated into the human society. Eventually, he became more and more intelligent. The first gem he creates in the TV series is the Triceratops Yummy. The male Triceratops Yummy kidnaps Edgy. Ankh is forced to exchange medals for him. During these episodes, Ankh will transform into Birth. Gil already has 8 of his medals, and he's looking for his last remaining medal, which Doksamaki has. O's will not get any more combos after the dinosaur combo, excluding the movie-exclusive combo, the O's Kurakawani combo, and Birth will get an upgrade, but it's movie-only and has control over core medals. That's it.
Thank you, Strange Voice Man. I'm not sure what that was, but I was a little bit frightened.
That was Shatner.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes. A very bad Shatner.
It was a really bad Shatner.
But yeah.
Like, I got that it was Shatner.
You kind of sounded like some kind of creepy molester. It's okay.
Molester Shatner.
I have a chin.
But, like, it's rumors.
I don't know.
Keep saying that every week, but I mean, there's no real point in getting excited for something if it's just a rumor.
But this just to clarify, is this upgrade for Birth supposed to be different than his rebirth?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
It just says Birth gets an upgrade.
It could be rebirth itself.
When you click on the word upgrade, it takes you to a thing talking about rebirth, so I assume. But that could just be Ukiya Seed not knowing what the hell's going on.
Probably.
That's a rumor. No one really knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
I don't know. The whole thing of Gil having 8 medals is slightly scary, although not unheard of because right now Kazari has 8 of his medals.
But so. Edgy's passed to get 3 of them so he can transform.
Yeah, well, obviously. Although he's probably going to get the one that Maki has. So he probably just end up getting 2 from Gil. But the whole Ankh becoming Birth thing is slightly confusing.
Why is everyone so like hard up on Ankh becoming a rider? Like, there's so many rumors about him getting his own rider outfit and then becoming Birth. It's like, just let him be, man.
Let him just be Shingles.
Yeah, just let him sit there and be hard gay police officer.
I'm very hard gay right now.
Okay, so that's a great way to end that. So,
one thing I will say real quick is that I really hope it's the last combo.
I know,
like,
right?
I'm tired of this.
It just seems funny that, like, this is the last combo. Except, wait.
This is the last combo except for all the combos that are lesser than this.
Yeah, well, not only that, our metal case wound up running out of spots.
Yeah, they we have exactly the right amount of spots, so please don't do anything else.
Unless they make a Brack combo for the Sorori, Connie, and Ebby medals.
That'd be okay, just because they're already existing medals.
Well, yeah. I don't want any new medals, because, like,
I'm already sad that my panda medal won't be able to fit in there.
I know, mine's in there right now, but he's just, like, he's just an alternate. He's just going to get tossed aside like Zebstrika. I mean, whatever his first name is. Blitzy.
Blitzel, yeah. You know, he's terrible. Just FYI.
So, you know, everybody use Cactus Jizz and Gay, and what are the other ones we want to pawn off on them? Oh, shh. Edit that part out. Okay. So, anyway, I wanted to end it on the part where Kevin admitted he was hard gay. But, okay. So, because of the tsunami, they canceled O's and Gokaiger completely. No, I'm just kidding. They canceled it just for this week. So luckily we have a reserve plan, which is the Kamen Rider Zen Move Ease.
Zen Move.
No one else talks. It's the, you know, the Dino Trilogy. So we're going to be discussing those. And so, yeah. Anyone else want to say anything at all?
Not really. I mean, you kind of covered it.
All right, so Kevin is going to read a funny version of the Wikipedia summary because we don't have time to do 2-hour summaries for each movie. Otherwise, we'd be here for 6 hours.
Yeah.
So put Pokemon down, and let's get on to the Twinkle movie. It's the growling at me now. That's just rude.
I don't want to put Pokemon down.
Just...
Okay. Smack so, him. Here's what we got. Got these three movies, okay?
Oh, God, here we go.
There's an episode Red, Blue, and Yellow. First up, episode Red.
Zero, these are not Pokemon games, so you know.
Zero No Star Twinkle.
Okay, this is okay. Getting irritating.
All right, I go take a nap now.
So what we have here, this centered on Zeronos, Sakurai Yuto, all right? And that's a love story. You didn't know. You know, all these movies, they start with this little intro with the Imogen doing a little hijinks thing and a cool intro. Okay.
Wait.
Very beautiful. Show stuff.
Are we
all
supposed
three
to do the
movies.
Summaries?
Look, I'm just telling how I'm setting it up first. We setting it up.
He refuses to break character. That's dedication.
So the movie starts off reviewing the love between Sakurai Yuto and Irie Nogami. All right? She's the cute coffee chick. And he's the man with the hat and the stopwatch.
Stockwatch? Keeps track of stocks. Damn it.
Shows up in the past doing things. And he disappeared at the end of the show. Spoiler alert.
See spoiler after the spoiler.
Sacrificed himself to help his past become Zeronos to protect Irie and his daughter, Hannah, the hot chick who became a little girl. Again, spoiler alert.
Wait, wasn't that Max from Wizards? Oh, wait.
He's trying to protect time itself. And the movie begins with Irie and Ryutaro renovating the Milk Dipper. Okay, now this is not the Ryutaro from the show. This is the little kid one from the last movie.
I like to call him Pimple Face Bitch.
Okay, now those two guys, the crazy, you know, little
guys,
weirdo one, and the one that looks kind of like Gecky Red, they show up trying to hit on the hot coffee chick. Like it's time for some coffee talk. Momotaro's comes in. He possesses Ryutaro. His hair gets all red. And he's all, Ore Sanjo.
Is this what the Wikipedia summary says? This sounds like a step by step. And then he's wearing a shoe. Like, it's what we're trying to avoid.
They leave. We find out the Zenliner hijacked by an Imagine. Okay. He senses these thugs attacking the hot coffee chick while she's walking. He beats the crap out of them, thinking they're in league with the Imogen, only to find out a young guy put them up to it. They see Yuto leaving. And this is actual Yuto, not little girl Yuto from that last movie. That was weird. This is actual Yuto from Hibiki. He's running away. They're confused. They see. Then that Kame guy, Urataros, he calls them. Says, Denlider stopped. It's been stopped. They got the manual brakes on. The shit's tied down. They get to the Denlider to find out that the date on the card in the motorcycle.
He sounds like Bear Grylls, which is funny. And he has no idea who the fuck he is.
It has no date on it. So it's just going anywhere within that year. Owner comes in and says, everything's fine. We're going to be okay. Okay. The time train, though, will eventually crash if our brakes fail. Momotaro thinks that U2's behind it, but Denebu comes out.
Band?
Denebu.
Never mind.
To explain, he set up a kidnapping so U2 and Ari can be together. Let's see now. Here it says, the plan didn't go correctly because U2 kicked him out from the Zero Liner when he heard about it. Now, when the Denliner brakes start to fail, Ona sends Ryutaro and the Toros, all four of them, to anchor down the train. They got some giant sticks. They stuck in May 2010. And they're tying it to a concrete block to hold the train in place. Back at the coffee shop, two thugs come in to intimidate Irie, but Yuto comes in, beats the crap out of him. He's about to leave when she offers him some sweet coffee. Then we find out this guy, Hiroshi Kikuchi, masterminded both attacks. He wants Ari to fall in love with him. And the piggy's imagination is based on the three little pigs. He mocks him while reminding him, I have a contract to impress Ari and gain her love. Now, sensing this imagination, Momotaro wants to do stuff, but he can't. He hurt his back tying down the train. So Yuritaro possesses Ryutaro. He gets glasses and some cool blue hair. They finally imagine fighting as Den-O's Rod form. And Deneb shows up to support him.
Rob form or Rod?
Rod form.
Okay.
After Yuritaro's, Ryutaro and Deneb go back to the coffee shop. They find Yuto and Irie talking. And then she is sad because she may never be with Sakurai. And he knows he wants to see her again. Deneb takes it real hard. He meets with Yuto to apologize and tries to make up a plan to fix everything. Meanwhile, these piggies, these three dirty little piggies, are making their own scheme.
Skin?
Scheme.
Schemer, man.
Now, the owner gets a call from Station Master. And they start measuring everything.
Even their penises.
Yup. $5 foot long. Then Ryutaro finds the ropes starting to snap.
What the fuck is this kid on Tosh doing? Sorry.
Leaving the boy on his own to find the imagine and the contract holder. No Taros, no nothing. The next day, these two yahoos act as Irie's bodyguards.
Yeah.
The imagine comes in, knocks them out, and kidnaps her.
Special Ranger Key.
Ryutaro assumes platform. Oh, Lord. This is not going to end well, folks. Trying to save her, he gets his ass kicked. Yuto comes in. He's zero form. He's going to fight. The imagine reveals he's going to kill this Kikuchi guy if his scheme fails. Zeronos has to make himself lose. But then he can't go through with it, so this Kikuchi guy sees the imagine throw the girl in the back of a truck, and he's, ah, your contract's complete. Chaos Cambio. But he can't prove himself a hero, so Kikuchi drives off with the imagine jumping after him. Zeronos follows him in his train before switching the cars around. While Ryutaro's chasing, and then he finds Momotaro's dressed as a homeless guy. He's a bum.
Hobo Taros.
He's Hobo Taros. He's like something off of Dawson's Figuarts. Apparently, Momo here jumped out of the Denliner January 12th, 2010. Been living under the bridge with some homeless people and Dawson's mother for 4 months.
That's not in the summary.
Check Wikipedia.
Stack to the stack. Fuck, never mind.
He also mentions he first witnessed Kikuchi being enamored with Ari before joining Ryutaro in chasing the Imajin. Still chasing the truck, Zeronos picks on Vega form and uses the Naginata form of the train to knock the Imajin off the truck. As Ryutaro and Momotaros arrive, they become Den-O's sword form, but they're outmatched. Meanwhile, the Den-Liner is brought back under control by King-Liner. It just scoops them up inside itself. It's all like, come inside me. That's what she said every day. True story, since folks.
Then.
That's right. While Yuratoros, Kintoros, and Ryutaros, they come in, Den-O turns into Climax form, uses his extreme slash. He climaxes real hard, folks. They destroy the Imajin. Meanwhile, the truck they're in, the brakes don't work. They're heading for a cliff. Zeronos becomes Altair form now and saves Ari, leaving Den-O on the motorcycle. He jumps with Ari out of the truck as Den-O shoots out the tires to save the dude as well, with Iri seeing Yuta looking over her. As he takes her back into town, Den-Ev heads to the train as he feels very sad about Yuto.
Back into town?
About failing Yuto and getting Iri's love back, as Ryotaro assures him it will be okay someday. Using the Zero Horn to take Iri back in town, Yuto stops to see the sky, and Iri realizes that Yuto might one day become the man she loves. The end.
So touching.
How was so beautiful. You like that, Bear Grylls?
It's a great movie. It was all sad and lovey-dovey. The others were better, though. Lots of Zeronos action. Love that, Yuto. Hobo Taurus equals epic love win.
Epic love win.
Go, faggots.
Okay. This movie was a bit weird.
It was.
Like, I just got a really weird vibe from it. It felt like a soap opera version of coughing and wheezing, and it was just really weird. Like, especially after you watch the other two movies, like, it felt even weirder. Like, it was really slow-paced, and Yuto's all like, I want to mate with her. And then he gets access to his Altair form, even though, I don't know. And
I don't know why he had his Altair form, but
like, the Hobo Taros was funny, and of course there was like funny moments, and it was cool stuff to see, but it just gave me a really weird vibe overall. Like, as much as I like Zeronos, it was probably my least favorite. Brian, want to speak now?
Sure. So, like, I'm in the same boat as you. Like, Zeronos was like one of my favorite characters, and so I was really looking forward to it, and then I watched it, and then I was basically just sitting here going, wait, what? Like, I agree Hobo Taros was hilarious, because, well, one, it's Momotaros, and two, he's a hobo, so can't get much funnier than that.
Honestly.
No offense to hobos, but...
They're not listening to this. They're poor. Poor people, we need help. Yeah, we've heard.
But, like, things just didn't make sense. Like, she wasn't supposed to remember Sakurai by the end of Den-O or something. But in this one, she does.
Ryotaro didn't have the right face. And no one noticed.
Yeah, Ryotaro wasn't Ryotaro. And then he gets Altair form, even though he shouldn't be able to have Altair form anymore.
He shouldn't be able to have any forms. He used all his cards at the end of the show.
He shouldn't have anything ever. So, basically, it was kind of Plot Hole City, and it just didn't really work at all.
Plot Hole City? I don't know. It was just really weird.
I mean, it was a good movie overall, but it was the weakest out of the three.
It had a weird tone to it.
I mean, it didn't really fit in with the show all that well.
There was a pig.
The piggy's imagine.
Sorry, little pig.
Sorry, little pig.
Mr. S has done a test packing for the DX memory set.
I saw. It's deluxe. It's deluxe. Does it say it on the box?
All the sound capsule ones were DX.
It's a joke, man. Fact-checking joke, fuckers.
I'm just saying they were all DX, so...
It's deluxe. It's deluxe. Fuck you.
So, I don't... It was alright. It just wasn't really all that great.
That's Brian scratching his head and wondering why it wasn't that good.
Part of it was that. Part of it was just because I fucking itch.
Ew.
I itch in you to places... Get tested.
Ew, I told you to get Kenji tested.
I mostly like this movie just because Deneb was in it.
Yeah, well, like, I love Xenos and Deneb, and, like, it was definitely entertaining. It was just so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's been, not only in tone, but just, like, once we go over the other two, and compared to action, like, it was just so, like, I don't even know.
Like, it was trying to write a really good love story, but it just really wasn't, because it shouldn't actually make sense.
Well, and then that its theme song was just like a ballad version of Action Zero.
And like, I love bad. Action Zero. Like the 2010 one wasn't that bad. It was just Action Zero was so like epic and actiony, and then this one's like some sort of serenade that
I don't know what's going on.
I'm gonna serenade you.
You don't listen to enough music, Dawson.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So, any other comments about Episode Red?
Not really.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then.
Alright.
Episode Blue!
Let's see what voice can we roll up next? Hopefully a faster one. Just saying.
You know, next up, Episode Blue. The Dispatched Imagen is neutral. The second movie in Den Move trilogy. Same intro, you know, the imagines and the scenes and the cutting up as we had in the first one. So, with this one, this is about new Denno and Teddy. They're friends, you know, good buddies, pals. Pretty good. Very nice. Loving ending. It's all great. Here's what happens in the movie. We're at the terminal, and the announcement system, you know, the speakers, they're announcing that a ticket has been appearing over the past few... I don't know. What the fuck? This sentence doesn't make sense.
Oh, I thought the accent was too difficult.
No, the sentence on Wikipedia doesn't make any sense.
Where?
Oh, a ticket thief. I missed the word thief. So, this guy... going around stealing tickets from people at the terminal the past few days. Keep a lookout, you know, guard your wallets, your purses, and the things of that nature.
Diapers.
Your diapers, if that's where you keep your ticket at.
Fuck yes.
So he appears and he beats up some security guards, gets some tickets, including one for June 10, 2010. The day after our anniversary.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That is enough.
It's never enough. Back in the present, caught off.
Back in the character.
By Ryotaro, he becomes sword form. You know, I used to have my phone set to that, but it got too depressing, so I changed it to O's. Better. Plays a song, you know, count the medals and such. It's a pretty good song. Anyway, during the fight, the thief is the Mantis Imagen, and it's a chick. You know, you don't see that very often. Chick Imagen. I think we had like one, maybe two in the show. It's about it. Oh, guys. It's a boys club.
It's Imagen. It's like Pokemon. They don't want to
How do they reproduce, though? They only have boys. There's like two girls the whole race. I don't know. She hits Deno's ankle. Can't fight. He's hurt. Den Liner comes in, though. Saves him. Momo can't fight. Ryotaro can't fight. Again, little kid Ryotaro. Not the grown-up one we love. He's a little boy. And Ona says it's okay. G comes in. Bird. His feathers. You know, gets hit a few times. Good laughs. Good for laughs. Ona, though, he says, gee, not the guy. He's not our guy. Instead, it's Kotaro and Teddy. They're doing some investigating, trying to find out some clues. Kotaro, got bad luck. Bad things happen to him. But Teddy, he's a good guy, good friend. Saves him. Keeps him out of trouble. He sees a necklace, you know, the two stars join together. It's a good necklace. Very pretty. He picks it up in a little shop, you know. Gives him some money. He's a little baggy. They get to the deadline, and Kotaro finds out from Ona his contract. His contract with Teddy. It's done. Finito. It's over. Done with. And Ona needs his assistance because he's special. He doesn't really like it, though, but he gets the name Aleksandrovic. It goes with a change of contract, you know, change of name, location. Move down from New York, location maybe. Confirmed sending supplies. Maybe go be a janitor in a school. And then Kotaro, he's kind of sad. He leaves a deadline to go find his Imogen, but he's got his bad luck and no one to help him out. He's in trouble. Gets hurt. It's all wet. It's not a pleasant sight. It's not good. So he gets to the coffee shop and he hears the two jackholes. They're really jackholes in Irie. They're discussing this girl, Miku. And she saw herself. Another one looks just like her. And kind of scary. So Kotaro, he gets Kintaro's out there. You know, narcoleptic bear. Does some sumo. He's in an elephant costume. And they go to her house. They find a girl. Her mother, her grandma, and her little twin. Sand coming out of the twin. Oh, everywhere. It's making a mess. It's like the beach in there. But the Imogen comes in, distracts Kotaro, and he drives him away. He's not a good guy. So Kintaro's, he jumps into Kotaro, gets yellow hair, does a little sumo thing, you know. They become new Den-O, but instead of becoming a form, he becomes a giant axe. Big weapon. His face on it.
He
can't lift it.
He has a giant question mark.
Kotaro. He's weak. He got no strength. He can't lift it. He gets beat up. Poor guy. Not doing good. Not doing good at all. Mantis, she leaves. Runs away. You know. Punk bitch. Back on the train. Kohana's there. Little girl. She sends his injuries to him, takes care of him. Good thing to do. Good thing to do. Good girl. And there's Alexander Beach.
You said beach.
Polishing spoons. You know, special spoons. Oh, and he likes to eat things and have little contests. It's good fun. Good fun of flag sitting on top. And Kotaro, he wants to know, you know, can Teddy help possessing Kotaro and doing the whole sword thing again? Ona says, it could destroy him, you know, getting off the contract. It's not good. It's not good. Though Kotaro, he's going to investigate these two girls anyway, and Ryutaro comes in, possesses him, you know, purple hair, hat, hip-hop dancing.
Hip-hop anonymous.
What the kids are doing these days, and oh, maybe not these days, but you know, they was doing them a few days ago.
Times have changed.
Raven, they get the house. See, she's testing the two girls. See who's real. They making some asazuki. I don't know what that is. That's a weird word. He points out, you know, the sand is coming from this girl. It gets everywhere. And she can't be real. Grandma says, you know, I get this myself. I'm old lady. I do this one. So the cooking is puts in a tie. She makes them play tennis. It's a good game. They're not the, you know, those sisters or anything. They scream a lot when they play. Like that. But an Anna Konakova chick, she kind of sucks.
Stick to the script!
Your mother.
Ow.
So, Ryutaro, he goes off, go play, do some coloring, you know, how he does. Little kid. And, it makes Kotaro realize, you know, he's got Teddy there, protecting him, being a good friend, helping him out. And Mantis, she deems Kaya Kambyo thing, you know, contract's done. She's going to jump in the past, do some things. Then Lina shows up, picks up Kotaro and another girl, drops off for Yutaro.
And other girl.
Another girl, the copy one, you know.
I know.
That's what I said.
Wow.
You question me. Stab me in the face with a soldering iron.
Is his middle finger.
And, so, Ryutaro, he becomes Deno Gun form. It's all purple and dragony. And, Miku's with her grandma. She goes. She's sad. Sad old lady. Back on the train, we find out this second girl's from the future. She comes back to spend her birthday with her grandma. Grandma's gonna die. It's very sad. Very sad. It touches Kotaro, because
he likes to be touched.
He likes to be touched by certain people. You know, and Teddy's there. He is it too. He gets kind of sad. You can't tell. His face is all plasticky, but you can tell he's sad. It comes off like he's going to cry. If he had tear ducts, of course, you know. You don't have tear ducts.
His face is all plasticky.
But Ryutaro, he gets knocked back into Denliner. And you know, Ryutaro's getting beat. He's not doing good at all. So, Teddy, he's about to leave his contract, but Kotaro says, you know, no, don't do that. It's not good. It's not good. He takes Yutaro instead. He turns into a fishing rod. It doesn't go good. He can't fight well with a fishing rod. He swings it around, looping things and getting stuck on things. It's not good. It's not good. He gets beat again. I didn't imagine. It's a bad chick. Whips his ass. Something fierce.
Beat you so, with your ass.
The future Miku, she runs off after being told what's going to happen, you know, with the contract and the Majin. It's lots of bad things happen to her. She's a hoe.
Faux show.
Teddy leaves too. He is like, I'm going to protect Kotaro, and it might mean I die, but it's okay. You know, these things happen. They happen. And he saves him. He's on a motorcycle. Fun times. They admit they're bonding, and some friendship moments, some man imagine love. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And turn into New Deno again. Now we have the Mash of Teddy, and they fight. They do a countdown. It's fun. And they beat her. Whip her ass good. She deserved it. A bitch. And Teddy fades away. Goes away. He gives Kotaro the pendant. And says, here's it's for good luck. Help you out. You won't get hurt so much or fall in puddles. And Kotaro is like, it's a love pendant. Silly Remajin. Back on the train, everyone's sad. They all sad. Teddy's gone.
They said, fuck you.
And very saddening, you know. Yeah.
He dead.
Tendon, he's gone. And Ona, he comes in. He's like, I got a new partner for you. Alexander Beach.
He said bitch again.
It was really prominent when Ona said it in that one time. It was like very prominent bitch.
He's a prominent bitch.
He's a big bitch.
He is bitch.
The others, they scared. They shocked. Shocked. Find out, you know, it was the friendship they had. It's safety. Friendship's always a good thing. It's good. Put the contract back together. They were confused about everything. Ona's actions, Jig's appearance, all of that. But Kotaro, he thinks it's teach him a lesson. You know, him and Teddy, though, they go back to their time. Future Miku, she spends time with her grandma. She's an old lady. She's going to die soon. She tells us, okay. It's going to be okay. She goes back to her time, August 25th, 2010, 2 months later. She finds a note from her grandma thanking her for the memories and the wind chime jingling in the background. Movie's over. That's it. The end. Done.
The end's next.
After I do your mother.
God.
It's a good movie. I like that new Deno. He's all new.
He's all new.
Teddy, he's a good guy. He's a good, I like him. He's a nice friend. I need friends like that. Not these assholes. You know. And then, weapons. Pretty cool weapons. Gave him a reason to make a figure out. Bastards. Still, it's fun. See what they can do. You know, he sucks without that sword, though. He's a terrible fighter. So, what you guys think?
You go first, because I went first last time.
Okay.
There's an order to things.
So, this was definitely, definitely a step up compared to Episode Red.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're still here. it's still...
Time for some ping pong.
What?
He's playing ping pong. I don't know. He just said he's just wet in his normal voice. Like, I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
Like, it still wasn't all that great, but, I mean, it was a lot better emotionally than what Episode Red was trying to do.
Yeah.
But, I liked it. I like anything new Deno is cool with me, just because I kind of like the new Deno's design.
He's all new. I mean, come on.
He's all new. And, I actually like Kotaro. I don't mind him all that much. In fact, I'd honestly rather have Kotaro than fake Ryutaro.
Yeah, he's all fake and shit.
The whole Alexandrovich thing, it was hilarious to me, like, especially when Owner said it really loud at the very end, and he, like, emphasized the Veach, which ended up being bitch in Japanese, and I was talking to Shark at the time, I was like, dude, he just said bitch really loud. He was like, I know, right? And I was laughed because it was funny to me.
I was laughed?
I was laughed.
He was laughed right now.
So I enjoyed it. I still want my Teddy figure art, but
Teddy,
in I still fact, want a Teddy. I'd rather get figure. A fucking Teddy figure than another new Deno. But
well, still, Kevin, I can get it at like a third of the price.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. So, pretty much what he said is that like it wasn't like the most fantastical movie ever, like the double movie. But it was a lot more entertaining than the last one, and it had a lot more emotional weight. And I don't know, just, I thought the action was better. Was this the one where I think it was Kotaro was sitting on the hill, and like Ryutaro just showed up and like started sledding down it on cardboard?
No, I think
yeah, it was.
Was it?
Was it? I think it was. He's sliding cardboard on a hill.
That was hilarious.
Like yay!
I enjoyed.
All happy. Enjoyed
yay.
It.
So it was definitely a lot better than the first one, and
imagine this. Funny guys.
Still kind of a weird vibe, but it was pretty good. So basically, what Brian said. So I had Brian go first, so I can just steal his answers. Shh! Don't tell anyone.
Like, I didn't really have any problems with it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't like the greatest thing ever.
It's in my pants.
Well, after the double movie, nothing is.
Yeah, the double movie kind of killed the chance of like any yeah. Rider movie besides possibly Let's Go Kamen Rider to be awesome. So
pretty much so. Better just stop now, because they had epic Kamen Rider and like epic like RPM axle fights. Someone totally needs to cut that scene together with the RPM theme music, like that trailer. Power Rangers, RPM. We stand together. Are you sure? Sometimes you sit a little bit far apart.
I'm sure Jaden apparently thinks standing together means just running out there with a giant.
We can do it as a team. Ah! Zombie! Zombie Nation! Well, that's what happens when your brain's dead. Alright, let's see. What accent? The accent factor rolls up next for episode Rero.
Alright, next up, we got episode Yellow. Treasure, the end of pirates.
What the fuck is this?
I like pirates. They're all cool.
Sounds like
got hats and parrots and peg leg. They're all R. That one guy chased Peter Pan or Neverland.
This is not in the summary. Stick to the script.
He had to watch out for Michael Jackson, Neverland.
Can I get confirmation on what accent this is?
I'm too busy laughing. No.
It would be funny if he would have just kept going.
And then
What is this, like, creepy detective man? That, like...
So what we have here is same intro. Majin and coolness.
We already went over the intro. Fuck.
Shut up, bitch.
No, you.
And,
Oh, it's a game break with Blair Herter.
I'll throw you in Gitmo.
I'll break out with Harold and Kumar.
Fuck you! Donuts are awesome!
So the movie starts off. We're in Tokyo. That's in Japan. Man's going from building to building. Like one of them turtles. And he's leaving sand behind him. He's being chased by his Majin guys, Momotaros, and his buddies. And they think they've seen him before. And
talk louder.
He just gets away.
Louder, son.
Louder. Okay, louder. So,
there you go.
Clown Chowder comes in. And Spider Majin comes in. And they complete the contract.
We killed the Spider Majin already.
I know. It's another one. A clone or something.
Giggle. That was game. Sorry.
They chase him to November 22nd, 2008. She was still with me then.
Cares about her. She's a hoe bag.
She's got 38 double T's.
Well, she's still a hoe bag.
They're just boobs.
Honestly.
Watermelons, they're pretty and soft and squishy.
Watermelons are better.
Watermelons aren't squishy.
Shut up.
Once they're out of season and they're mushy. And then that's just disgusting.
So then he's sword form. Yeah, take out the spider magic. Mom was like, you saw me. I was all like, Ori no Satsuwaza. And I threw my pass. I can't find it now.
I think the accent just changed. Could be
wrong. Gotta find it. They're all like, where'd you throw it at? Idiot. You better find this shit. Kick your ass. But get those bastards.
Ass.
And it's the possessed man and he used a spider imagine to get in the den liner. Remember, it's that thief, Daiki Kaito. He's that Dien, the common rider with air conditioner on his chest. He trains him in 2008. He puts the owner and Naomi at gunpoint. He don't want coffee, though. Doesn't like the coffee. It's not good coffee. Owner says he's going to steal time. He's going to fail. As the liner can only go where the ticket says, on a date. Daiki sees a treasure nearby. He goes find it. He likes treasure. Like that Nicolas Cage guy. He talks funny. He was a ghost rider. Flaming skull. Anyway, I see now. So, they see the liner, and they can run out to it. Ryutaro, they see Daiki. He's running. He's trying to get away. He confronts his past self, shoots him dead, like in a western. That John Wayne guy, his cowboy hat.
I think you should have done the summer like Jack Nicholson. Crap. I mean, clap.
The past Daiki, he just heals up.
Past Daiki.
He gets shot again, just keeps going. He's like, I 50 Cent, can't kill him.
Bulletproof, though.
And then the Taros come in. And a guy jumps in, got a golden revolver, holding it on Daiki. His name is Reiji Kurosaki. It's a cool Japanese name. He's going to arrest him for trying to cause a time paradox. That's a big word, paradox. He turns into G-N-O, like a G-string, except without the string. I like without the string. It's pretty.
Huh.
Daiki, he becomes the end. He's all... Kamen Radu.
Radu.
They watch as Jidano whips his ass.
Pikachu.
And his artificial imagine Eve. They arrest him. And time police. They arrest the Taros too. Trying to alter time and they deport Ryutaro.
Deport him.
They deport him. Now they're like Mexicans. Not that VZ guy. He's okay. Pretty sure he's legal. And then Ertaros, he gets away. He sees the past Daiki. He steals a briefcase from the Kurosaki. It's a mansion. I like guys in mansions. Lots of money.
Saint seems to see a gold digger.
Fuck you. You're a hoe.
Slow show.
And the Daiki pushes the little boy, gets in his way. I'm like pushing the little kid. Sorry, little kid.
that got me taken off my shirt.
And she did not find in the present. Those two jackals, they see this drawing that Ryutaro made of.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
And then Ryutaro, he talking to Kohana, the little girl, really his niece. Oh, wait, that was a spoiler. You're not supposed to know that. Oh, wait, it's on the show. Never mind. Oh, shit. Tells him what Ryutaro's told him before they got arrested. And then that Ozaki guy. I don't know which one that is. He's one of the creepy ones. I don't know. The theft happens on that date at the Kurosaki Mansion. Someone stole the family's golden gun. But you wonder, why is Taki going in that time and past? I don't know. Gotta find out when I watch the movie.
You get the golden gun so you can give it to Oddjob, and then whoever's playing golden gun will automatically win.
That was a good game on 64. You're making it. They're making it for the 3DS. The Wii.
They're making it for the Wii.
Shit, I don't know.
One of them. No, it's fuck, I don't know.
They're all confusing to me. Fuck, I don't know. Wait. SG, knock off. I have a chin. It's okay. I'm back in jail. The imaginary trying to talk their way out of it. It's not working. They're just too funny. Funny guys like them stooges. Draw. Poke him in the eye. Hit him on the head. Like he's all complaining about the noise. Ryutaro's, he's all smooth character. Because I know about that robbery. He stole stuff. But that Kurosaki guy comes in. Got some guards. Then he says they're going to be judged. It's going to be judgment time.
That's always guilty. Unless you're judging Shuki, apparently.
He tells Daki what Daki told the little boy in the past. Maybe they're the same person. Dawson Rider. Dawson Rider blog.
No!
Now that owner shows up, he's gonna bail them out. He gets arrested too. He's an accomplice. The Tenliners. Gonna be property of the time police. But Taki grabs one of the guards. Fakes the wish. Snakes the keys off of him. Trying to free himself. Throws it to the Imagine, but they can't reach it. Arms not long enough. Too far away. Try to get it, but can't. Then they see that Ryutaro, Kohana, they've been arrested too. It's not good. All in jail. They're in the cell next to him.
Oh, he caught all them fucks.
Still trying to get the keys.
Where you got the keys pirates?
To? Said, no. Come here, Momo. My little friend, Mataros. Come here. Momo says, okay. But this is the boy. He's all Ore Sanjo.
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 Joe
beats up the guards. Oh. Kohana lets everyone free. They go to the Den Liner.
Oh,
owner gives him an infinity ticket. You can go anywhere with that. It's all infinity. O's minus the circle.
And beyond. Oh. It's too late.
Yep. They're gonna solve a mystery. His owner's going station master. He's a cool guy. Looks like owner. Not owner though. I don't know. Think it's a conspiracy. Then the Denliner, there's Naomi, and she tells that cop guy Daki got away, but he points the damaged gun at Naomi. Turns out she's Daki in disguise. She's all shifty, sneaky eyed, like them Jews that Dawson hates.
Then, I refuse to comment or speculate.
He gets forced off the Denliner at gunpoint. Uh-oh, what's gonna happen? Might get shot. But then, he find out he's been cleared of execution. He's gonna be terminated, deleted, like in that SPD. But not a little card, the good SPD.
Special. What?
But a furry dog.
SPD's better.
Your mother was better last night. She was all like, oh yeah, give it to me. I like it like that. And then Daki comes. He's gonna distract him. Points out that Ryutaro, they're all behind him. They get on the Denliner and they go back to that November date.
Daki they have Thanksgiving again.
Uses his gun like a little grappling hook. He's gonna latch onto the train and he says, bye, bitches. And then Eve clears them all. Executed. We're gonna kill them all. Give him an electric chair. That's how we do it when there's retards around. Kill them all. DA gets into the train and holds Dino at gunpoint. He's going to undo the chain of events that left the gun damaged. Because treasure need not be spoiled. Dyke had been distracted by some letters hidden in the box. They're not going to help him. Ryutaro says, I'm helping. That's what I do. I'm a good guy. Ryutaro says, I help you too. I'm all turtly and blue.
That get rhyme. Back in time.
I know, right? It's all, I'm a poet, but I didn't know it.
That was lame. What a shame.
They get ambushed by that G-string guy. Dino gets in axe form and gun form, but Momotaro takes over. And then Ryutaro, he possesses that Daki, turns into DA, and he's all, Kamen Ride, the end. He's his ride.
Worst stealth ever.
He deflects bullets. Then he uses the invisible car. He's all, attack ride, invisible. Catches them off guard. But then Daki gets back to where his past self is. The cop guy shows up. Doc can't get to his gun. The kid shoots him with the golden gun. It's all, I'm GoldenEye, bitches. The bullet goes through him, hits the case the past one's carrying, sends papers everywhere. They're all over. It's like confetti, but not in pieces. And then Doc gets the golden gun. He's all, now I'm GoldenEye, you hoe bags. And then he realizes he's been used. He's all mad. The cop guy, he's all pissed off. My gun's gone. No. He stops me. He's like, hey, wait. These letters. From my mother. She does love me. She thought she didn't love me. She left me. But she loves me. She's my mama. She's an old lady, but she loves me. It's like a man, but she still cares. She wants to see me, but I don't know what to do. I don't know. But then he can't let go of his hate. So Daki comes in and says, letters. It should be your treasure. But not like that national treasure. It's that Nicolas Cage guy. He's kind of strange.
We've been over this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot.
Sorry.
So then that cursed Saki guy says, no, not going to kill him. Not cool. But Eve, he's all pissed off. His humans suck. Kill all humans. He becomes G-String himself. He's gonna kill all humans as G-Strings. It's all scary. They escape, though. They run away. And Daki catches his past self. They both turn into D, and they're like, Kamen Ride, Kamen Ride. D-End, D-End. And the past one, he steals that gun and runs away. He's a little pussy. Shugi don't like pussies. He just likes big 27-inch Kenji penis.
It's gone now. Mandrake's trying to keep it from him. No.
That was more like an old man.
He's going to support him. Puts on climax form. But then Kurosaki comes in and says, here, I'll save you. Here's a K-Touch. It's all blue. But you're not going to get one, bitches, because Bandai won't make it. He becomes the end, complete form. He uses an attack ride, Gekki Joban card. He summons Movie Riders, G4, not the TV channel, Ryuga.
I'm watching that right now.
Fuck your mother. Glaive.
That's a rider?
Kabuki, Caucasus, and Skull. He's badass, got a hat. He's not on fire though, like that Ghost Rider guy. He's cool, he got chains.
Really?
Leather jacket. They show up, they got climax form. They all attack together doing kicks and shooting and fun stuff. They destroy that G-string. It's all gone now, like on a shiver pole. Then Daki goes to that Hikari photo studio. He thanks, he's like, thanks guys. You helped me out. Some good people. I like good people. Kurosaki, you'll see his mama at a flower shop. She's all old and she's like, hey, you're my son. I love you. And they're going to talk about how she loves him. Then back on the train, they see owner. He was station master. And they're like, wait a minute. I look alike. Oh, God. I don't know what to do. They're going to have contests. They're going to flick fried rice balls at plates using balls. The spoons. Episode blue, like a golf club.
Balls is amazing.
Pretty fun. Sounds like a fun game. They're measuring distance with tape. Episode red, when they're measuring stuff, they're all like, hey, we're measuring. Now I'm measuring distance.
Hey, we're measuring.
Then right after that, that Naomi chick shared some coffee. But Rio Taro's mug's missing. Taki stole it. He's a thief. Takes things our permission. But then he says, I'm never going to forget that. Coming out of Dan-O. He's a cool guy. I love him. He's all, I'm Dan-O. Ore Sanju. Epic. I love that movie. It's all over. It's like the end. It's about the end. The trilogy's over. Then moved away. DM was all cool. He's like, I got complete form. It's cool figure art. It's expensive, though. Exclusive. Fucking Bandai. That G-string. We don't got him yet. Fucking Bandai. It's awesome. He's all, I'm G-string. I delete you. Not on SPD. It's fantastic.
Is right, this X-Men supposed to be Matt from the future after he's been lost in the woods for like 10 years? I'm pretty sure like Matt gets lost in Jumanji and comes out. That's him. Okay, I'll go first this time. Okay. That was probably my favorite movie of the three just because it was the most entertaining. Like, when I first heard about it, Dan felt tacked on, which he kind of was, but it still kind of fit into the movie with the whole, you know, G-string thing. Like, you pushed me down when I was a kid, man. I enjoyed that part. I was like, yeah, I pushed some kids down. Anyway, but I thought it was a pretty good plot, and the whole idea of, like, an artificial Imogen was kind of cool, even though it kind of went totally nuts and tried to kill everyone. What else was I going to say? Oh, I thought that the explanation for how he got the D-touch was just ridiculous.
It was. It was like, they couldn't think of anything like, good.
It's
so.
My badge, and then it's a toy. Like, wait, what? What happened? And he's like, whatevs. This is decayed logic for you.
They couldn't think of anything good, so they just made this guy mysteriously have it for some reason.
So, yeah, that, like, I know it's Dan-O and DK, which is, like, the ultimate combination of, like, you know, not making sense. But I still would have liked a better explanation. I don't know. But it was really entertaining. I thought it was a good movie. It's probably, like I said, it was my favorite. Oh, if anybody who's seen this, like, put a thing in the comments, if there is a remix of one of the background songs from Kiva. Because apparently these guys don't listen to it. You need to listen to more music, Dawson. So was there a background track? I don't know. Wasn't listening. Wasn't listening, bro.
I don't listen to the music while the thing was playing.
I know, but you could hear it.
iTunes.
Especially if you're a true Kiva fanboy.
Guess I'm not true, then.
Yeah, you're not true. You're fake.
You're fake.
He's a fake. He's not the real Santa. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa. Anyway, your turn. Beef and cheese Santa.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That.
Yep, yeah, okay. So
alone,
now.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, that sounds delicious.
Oh, it does.
God, he said that kind of creepy and seductive, and now I feel uncomfortable.
It does. So anyway, the movie, it still wasn't that great of a movie, but I agree it was the best out of the three.
Yeah.
DN Complete Form, I hated at first, but just like DK Complete Form, it kind of grew on me. I still don't think it's that cool, but he's got some pretty cool riders attached to him, so I have to give him that at least.
He summons his own brother, but he still can't fix his teeth.
Right. Creepy little fuck that guy.
Indeed.
But, I don't know where I was going with that. Like, I don't particularly like Daiki all that much, so I was kind of pissed when I found out that a movie was dedicated to him.
Especially in Dan-O.
Yeah, especially in Dan-O, but then I realized how little he got in Decade, so I was okay with it. But,
everyone got shortchanged in Decade.
even Decade did. But, I don't know, it was still okay. I didn't like, since I can't remember his actual name, Kurosaki's actor. He looks really weird to me.
We're talking about G-string?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He looks strange to me.
Yeah, he does, kind of.
I think it's because he looks like a girl, or I don't know.
Probably.
Gideon's suit was okay.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that. It reminded me of, like...
A Speedy!
Deno Special mixed with Deca mixed with a Transformer.
Bro, what's in disguise except Ironhide?
Except Ironhide. But, I still, like you said, hate how he got the K-Touch.
That was, yeah, he's just like, oh, look, I believed in our friendship, and now you have this.
Like, they told me to keep this because I was going to need it, and here...
It goes with your suit.
It's like, how did he know? How did he care? Why did he care? I don't know.
I think what should have happened is DK just should have fallen out of the sky, dropped that out of his back pocket, and then just ran off. And that's what should happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
DK and Deno was like the ultimate mindfuck of, like,
yeah,
not making sense.
Combined, and then they got tied into Confusion O.
And... hurt myself in confusion.
Just ruined everything. But yeah, I think I might have liked blue more than yellow, thinking about it, but it's kind of hard to judge just because I liked yellow's action more, but...
I think my absolute favorite was Kamen Rider Double Forever, A to Z, Fate of God Memories.
I agree. That was my best out of the trilogy, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. That kind of pwned all of them.
We should have just did that again.
Yeah, we should have. I'm just pretending. Did you do this already? No, we didn't. I don't call that event whatsoever. I think you're a liar, and I want you banned.
Yep.
Ban! Ah! Eyeball! Damn it, Ban. We're indoors.
Use your inside voices.
Honestly, you obviously
didn't go... Honestly,
Kronk. You got a full man Kramel.
Full man Kramel. Seriously, Kronk.
Oh my god! Oh god! It's a fucking monster! Run! Everybody panic! That's good.
What's happening?
You missed it. I think Kevin just passed out. He's exhausted from doing all those accents.
When my throat hurts from that first voice.
He sat back and he went. Then Brian's throat just growled at me, man.
I heard his throat vibrate like that. Ow.
Alright, so ending with that, guess what time it is now?
Samurai Summaries with Shuki.
Cha!
Cha.
Cha. Charge?
Yeah, exactly.
Cha, it said cha.
It said cha. The new one is, it said Go Roger. It said Go Roger.
It said Go Roger.
Ken song.
It did.
That's what we didn't mention, but we got our keys to say Go Roger.
Yeah, it's fun.
I didn't get mine to say it because I suck at life, according to Kevin.
Okay. So let's get on with this.
Alright.
We are on episode 6.
Let me get my whiskey.
And so we start episode 6 inside of a chapel. It's all terrific and stuff because it's a wedding. You're supposed to be happy on weddings.
It's a wedding.
And
I was supposed to have a wedding.
Emily's all happy face because she thinks that he is the sexiest thing ever. And Zombaface is just sitting there, like straight eyes, just straight ahead, like he'd be the worst husband ever. And
he would, because he's dead. They'll death you apart, which is right now.
He's an emotional wreck. And
you're right.
He's just sitting there going, God, you guys are such faggots, man. God.
Faggots, man. Stop saying for
me. He's like, I want to get out of here so bad. And then Mia's like, I can't believe I'm marrying the zombie freak. And so this just kind of keeps going on and on. And apparently they are trying to... lure in a Nylock that attacks Brides, which is terrific.
This anyway, sounds really familiar. Have we seen this episode before somewhere?
No, not at all.
Can't put my finger on it.
So the Nylock attacks a different wedding because the Nylock's smart.
I'm trying to put my finger in it.
And so, God. So Bulk and Spike are sitting in the park and they're all like, imagine the soul of the samurai and something about the sword cutting through... cake, and then...
cutting through Jaden.
I can't remember the quote exactly offhand. But then Spike's all like, man, I want a cake! And then the Moogers with the bride run past them, and Spike's like, a monster! And then Bulk's like, no cake! I'm not a monster! And then Spike's like, no, an actual monster! And then Bulk's like, oh, fuck! And so they try to chase after them, except they, like, phase into a tree with their little line thingy. Or no, it's under a rock, my bad. So, they're all pissed off, but then they go to get cake. So, that's pretty much the last we see of them for quite a while.
And right on cake!
And then we have Epic Water Table, and they're looking at maps, and Mike's all like, dude, look, make a star. It's a star. And they made a star. Kevin's like, man, you're good at this. He's like, I watch cop shows. And Mia's saying something. I don't remember what she said because she's insignificant to me. Skullface is just kind of staring out into nowhere, and he's like, I got an idea, because somehow G has the list of all the weddings in the area for that day, which is just really creepy. I don't know where he gets this thing from. So, they dump off...
He's a part
off,
of the Wedding Crashers.
They dump off Bride A at the
Bride A.
Location B.
B. And they have sex with her in location C.
They insert Rod A into Rod Connector B.
And so they throw her into this, like, wedding cake cocoon-looking thing. And so she's all crying face with a bunch of other brides that are all crying face. And they's just filling the Sanzu rivers because they's all crying face. And so then we finally see Decker just kind of chilling out, talking about how, oh, the Red Ranger. And so he just kind of does his shit. So then they decided which wedding, there we go.
Brian's not familiar with
wedding they're going to hijack. They're going to crash this wedding. And Mike looks way too excited to do this. All the reason why he's awesome. And then they're like, Mia's like, I get to be a bride again. And Jane's like, oh, fuck.
Fuck.
And more stuff with Dayu about wanting to make a wedding dress because she's bitter because her husband was a dick or something. And so they crash the wedding and they're like, guys, quit getting this closet. We'll explain later. And so they're just hanging out in the closet.
And they find Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn in there.
Skullface and Mia are at the wedding, and apparently no one in the wedding party seems to notice the fact that the bride went from having blonde hair to being an Asian with black hair, and the groom went to being a zombie. So they don't really know what's going on. So the Moogers come in and kidnap Mia. No one really cared that day. Here's Skullface, he's all upset, and then Mia gets, not chucked into the coon, rather, because she's...
Chuck!
She's about to transform, but then Dave's like, LOL, no you. And Mia looks like she's gonna die, but then they're like, ah, we got the actual bride, and then she shoves the actual bride into the cake-coon. We'll go with that, because it looks like a cake, but...
Cake-coon.
Nice. And so she's like, guys, go to this warehouse thing, and... And Skullface is like, okay. And so they're all talking because they can't shut up because apparently kids have ADD, and if things stop talking, then they stop paying attention. So.
What? You stopped talking. What happened?
Funny. So they go to the warehouse, and then there is a bomb, and the bomb goes. And so we're led to believe that everyone died.
I want to
end of Power Rangers Samurai. Let's move on to Ghost Agent.
Yes! Never thought I would say that.
And so Dayu's giving a speech to Mia, and then she's like, lols. And so they go to attack her, but then the lion zords are like, oh, well, no, and blocks the sword, and she's like, how we have more people in the cake, and then Emily's in the cake. So we don't know how Emily got in the cake. She's like, ha, there's another bride, and she was significantly better at delivering that line than any other line.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, that was a position that was filled by Ryunosuke and Shinkenger. So apparently Emily's better at being Ryunosuke than at being Kota. So I don't really know.
I think she should play Kevin, new lineup.
Kevin!
Wait, what?
So she replaced the bride that was a fake bride or something. I explained that really bad. And they made copies, so the copies went to go to the thingy, but Emily wasn't there to make
that's ironically what they did for Samurai. They're like, Shinkenger, copy symbol power. Alright, we got a show.
One thing I don't remember, because I need to check the Shinkenger, was Ryunosuke the fake bride at that point, or did four of them make the copies?
I don't remember.
I would have to check. I'll check while we're talking about the episode, just because I'm curious.
We need to concur with our Shinkenger experts.
But Emily wasn't there to make the copy, so someone made her copy, even though there was the yellow symbol appearing. So they kind of fucked that up a little bit, but I'll let that go just because...
I won't.
They weren't thingy.
I'm done.
And so Mike's being epic and badass, because that's what he normally does. And so they're all like, "Frah!" and shit happens. And so they transform off screen, thank God.
I know, because it took like 20 minutes.
They all pop out of like trees and pathways, and they're like, "Samurai Ranger ready!" And because that's
gay,
what they say. And so Mike's just kind of sitting there on the graves, because that's what he does, because he's jockey.
Tiny jockey.
They reshot red and blue, if anyone cared. I don't know why they reshot red. But
because they just love zombies.
Yeah. They love zombies so much they redid. So they battle, and they go to a beach, because they wanted to. So they're all fighting Dayu, and they're kicking ass, or she's kicking ass, rather, because they suck. And then Skullface comes in, saves them. They're all like, "Water, sky, slashy thing," and Dayu's like, "Oh, fuck," and she falls over, because she's all hurt, and then they do the Kabuto blasty thingy of justice, and Beetle, rather, whatever. And Decker comes in and blocks it and saves Dayu, and she's like, "Decker, you
blazing lion!"
Me. And then Decker, is like, "No, I didn't." He's like, "Red Ranger." He says Red Ranger really weird.
I think Brian just did a better voice than he did.
He's like, "Red Ranger, we will battle." And we're like, "Okay, go away, Cole." And so they walk away, and they have big moogers because there was no monster for this episode.
They have big boobies?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yay!
So they go Mega Mode and get in the Megazord, and then they switch right away to Beetle Blaster Megazord because they wanted to Beetle Blast. And so they're all fighting the Moogers and being all awesome, and then they're like, "Oh, we need more power because these are Moogers!" And for product placement, they summon the Swordfish Zord, and they do massive Swordfish Headbang attack. And then all of the...
They start with, they're like...
So they all die, and then the day is saved thanks to the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes!
Once again, the day is saved.
We cut
thanks
to
the Powerpuff Girls.
Thank you.
We cut to Bulk and Spike in a pastry shop, and Spike's totally eyeing up that cupcake. He wants to do naughty things to it. And so they're talking.
Of course, I like cupcakes. Who doesn't like a good cupcake?
We get Mike and Emily shipping focus. And then we get something about Emily.
Yay, shipping!
Oh, sorry. Epic shipping notice!
Really, it's getting borderline lesbian. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, God.
But wait, who's a lesbian?
Emily.
With who?
Mia.
Yes! They're good for something.
Skullface is looking at him like, "Damn it. I can't get either of them." Supposedly he's singing about Decker and what the fuck he was talking about, but he's really trying to assess.
Who was that guy? He's Cole. When Wild was Wanger.
She used to like hot girl on girl action.
So Emily.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Emily's like Samurai Cupcakes Ass. Forever or something. It was so bad I just deleted it from my memory. I did Judgment Time, and the upper court of my brain decided that it was okay for deletion, and it's gone. So they're like, "Come on, get your ass in here," and Skullface actually smiles, except it looks like he broke half of his face. I'm kidding. And we finally get an interaction between Bulk and Spike, and
oh my god, best part of the episode.
And that was literally the best part of the episode, and they didn't really exchange any lines except "excuse me." If they even
it's progress.
That. And then the best part is the preview for next Sunday. They're like, the Rangers have fought so many strong enemies, and they go through all these enemies, including two that they never fought, because they never showed the first two episodes. But next Sunday,
no one sees the wizard.
The Blue Ranger turns evil, because that's how he dies.
Dun dun dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And I think that's the episode we get the Tiger Zord, I think.
Yep.
So.
Tiger Zord, power up! Oh, wait, that's that big toy.
And then you get a preview for...
I caught Yamask!
Oh, it's Kevin! That's what I named my Kevin. I mean, my Pokemon when I played the Japanese version.
You named Yamask Kevin?
Yeah, because it was all depressing. That was during the depressing times. Those were during the dark times.
They're still dark times.
No, they're not. Calm down.
So you get a preview for
what
I Pity the
do?
Neville
I have
and
no
a mix of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, I Pity the Neville is going to be so much better than this episode.
I have nothing to live for.
Right. So, anyway. the episode, it was probably the best episode of Samurai yet.
Yeah, probably.
That's
was.
Not really saying too much, but I think it really was the best so far. The acting wasn't as bad as it has been, and
can it get worse?
It proved that Brittany can actually act if she's not trying to be Kotoha.
Yeah,
cause
I was about to ask who's Brittany, but you said Kotoha, so I knew.
There you go. Because she was technically playing Ryunosuke's role throughout this episode, and. All of her, delivery of her lines and stuff just seems so much better because she didn't have to be Kotoha. So, that still supports my theory that they'd actually be okay if they weren't forced into being such...
Bird fossil is plume fossil, right?
Correct, though.
Yes. Plum fossil.
Plum fossil. And I hope this is a sign that Bulk and Spike's gonna interact with the Rangers more because...
They better because that Rich and Brown is coming.
So bad.
I know. I was shocked when they interacted at the end because that scene where they were chasing the Moogers or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that because I was fast forwarding to the episode.
Yeah,
and skipped it.
It looked like it was superimposed on Balkan Skull and at that Spike. I'm sorry. At that moment, I was convinced that at least for this half, that Balkan Spike were filming in L.A. and these guys were in New Zealand, and it made sense in my head just because of the fact that Bulk seemingly came in late. And that he lives in L.A.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're in the cupcake shop together, buying cupcakes with Charles Carmichael. Oh, no, wait, it was Rafe Grouper at the time, I'm sorry. But
Watch Chuck.
Watch Chuck campaign 2011.
John Tweet for Gosei Knight.
Yes! Jerry Trainer for Gosei Red! Noah Munich for Gokaio. No, Daigai.
He's Gokaio now?
Yes, the epic.
I'm touching myself.
But anyway, yeah, it probably was the best episode of Samurai. If you don't think about it as Shinkendra, I mean, I guess it was mildly entertaining and more serious than the other episodes.
Yeah.
And I think the acting all around, I think, was better for everyone.
The puns were a lot less, too. They were still plentiful and they were still really bad, but there wasn't nearly as many of them, I think, because Deyu was the monster instead of, an actual Nylock.
Instead of your mother's hot ass, yeah.
So, I think that benefited a little bit because Deyu doesn't throw around puns 24/7. But. So I checked, and Ryunosuke was the decoy at the time, so. Takeru did.
Dance.
Did his and Ryunosuke's clone, so.
I want a cross dress.
I know you do.
I have nothing better to do with my life anymore.
Right. Okay, so continue thoughts.
Okay. So yeah, it was a okay episode. I thought the acting all around was better. Just from everyone, although Jaden still bugs the shit out of me. Also I was gonna say about it. Fuck, I had some jokes ready and I forgot them. Oh, were they Cole related jokes? Oh. Obviously, there's not much we can tell from Cole.
I got Ultra Balls.
Yeah, you got balls, too.
That's what she said. I have Ultra Balls.
Oh, my God! Angry face! But the whole time, when I was watching that episode, I was thinking the whole time, damn it, they should have brought back Cam to be the mentor.
I know.
Because when I saw that original, red footage from that scene, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool if Samurai was good. I was like, maybe so mad, but, Yeah, it was entertaining. Bulk and Skull are always funny time roles. And I want to see them interact more now that Richard Brown is coming soon to a theater near you. Or Bulk Brown, I don't know.
Bulk Brown.
What was I going to say? Fuck, I lost all of everything I was going to say. Oh, we got to see the epic touch table again.
I know, I was so happy.
I know. We didn't get to see Nice Grum's pimp phone, but that's okay. That'll be for another day. But yeah, it was okay. I want to see Decker de-untransform into Cole. So we know, or if they're going to do that, maybe they just...
Into Snake Orphanok?
What?
Never mind.
Okay. But I'm wondering, actually, if they're even going to use the actor. Do you think they are?
I think so.
Well, I mean, Cole's a pretty bad actor, so probably.
Just because, the last pics that we've seen of Rick Medina with the actors and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, he looked like he could pull off a decent-looking human Juzo, so...
Did he have, like, a sort of mustache?
He had a...
Well, his ripped-off clothes, that's his normal clothes, he lives under a bridge.
He's a hobo?
Well, under a bridge?
What? His outfit's like his Blazing Lion jacket all torn up. Although they took their jackets. I do agree with Linkara on that. That was kind of dumb.
That was really a bitch move.
They didn't Gow Ranger, too.
You're going to take our jackets?
I don't care. It's still a bitch move.
Look, woman, I'm just saying.
Look, asshole.
Cork. Yeah, that was a bitch move. Like, really? You're going to take the damn jackets? Fuck, bitch. That was a gift.
God, please not a battle. Please not a fucking battle.
I loved a battle. So, Kevin, any thoughts on the episode?
Did you even watch it?
I recorded Cartoon Network by accident. So, I missed the episode.
Well, I can tell you're torn up about it.
It was very upsetting, and... Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. I'm upset I missed the little table, though. I'll be honest. I've been looking forward to that table.
That's how bad the show is. Like, oh my god, we saw the touch table.
For like the past few weeks, because I missed it the first time because I didn't record Samurai. And so happens when you use a VCR, folks.
Yeah, because happens when you live in the past.
And so I did not see this episode.
Well, the only...
But it sounds like if it was a Shinkenger episode, it would be fantastic.
Well, except the Shinkenger version, this one wasn't that great.
Yeah, like, I was going to say that I'm actually sort of, I don't want to say looking forward, but more so curious to see how, with as close as it's sticking, how it can get better when it gets into when Shinkenger got good.
Yeah.
Like, this episode was, like, really kind of one of the crappy ends of Shinkenger that just started, like, setting up stuff for later. But I'm just curious to see how it does when it starts getting into the good material. Like the pilot. Oh, wait.
I was in the pilot.
Oh my god, it worked.
In the pilot.
So now, this is ramble time.
Yay.
What the hell is that segment?
What?
Ramble
time last week, fuckface.
We did. We started complaining about stuff.
Except you didn't participate in it, because I don't know why.
Because Samurai is jank? Oh.
Cetus Lepidus. Vega Omega.
No, wrong catchphrase, bitch.
Your mother.
I am your mother.
So what should we ramble about first? Should we ramble about Linkara's summaries?
Sure.
So Linkara's Ninja Storm summary came out a few days ago, and I'm pretty upset about it. Because he dissed Ninja Storm, and that makes him not a cool guy in my book. And I think...
Really? It was that, not the whole I'm in love with Carter thing?
Well, that was almost... This was the final straw.
Okay.
Like... I've said it before in general, like, his entertainment... I mean, his summaries are entertaining. And there's some funny jokes, like, dumbest person in Power Rangers ever. And, like, there's some interesting facts you learn, but I really don't agree with most of his opinions, mostly because I'm pretty sure MMPR Season 1 got a better review than Ninja Storm, which is just straight out uncalled for.
Shit is uncalled for, bitch.
But I had no idea about that. Like, original idea of Ninja Storm.
Oh, I didn't either. I don't know where the fuck he pulled that from.
I know, I think he...
Wait, what was it? Run it. I didn't watch this crap.
It was fuck. It was like, the original idea behind Ninja Storm was to bring, like, Tommy back and some other Rangers to, like, run a Power Rangers Academy. And Red, Blue, and Yellow were, like, their students. And then the Phantom Ranger comes in and doesn't like it, so he makes his own Rangers, which I'm assuming are the Thunder Rangers. And then Tommy would come back as Green Samurai... But it didn't work out because they gave away a bunch of shit at the end, and then it would just cost too much, so they decided to make Ninja Storm. But I had no idea about that.
That sounds ridiculous.
I had no idea about that. But, like, the thing I did know about was, as far as I knew, is I thought they were trying to, like, not, like, hardcore establish it, but I thought they were trying to make Ninja Storm in a different universe, and then they just changed their mind.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, this wasn't true at all. I'm like, all right, it's not true at all. It's just total bullshit. I'm like, but I thought I read somewhere, like, some kind of interview where he said it was supposed to be in a different universe, but then when they made Dino Thunder, they wanted to get ratings up, so they brought Tommy back and changed their minds. They pulled an us. They changed our minds. Like,
as far as I know, like, that's what they were trying to do, too, because there really wasn't anything inside Ninja Storm's core that could lead you to
believe it was in the same universe.
That it was the same continuity?
Yeah. Especially the comments made the pilot. He's like, well, they always change things in pilots. I'm like, not in Power Rangers, because it's always like, oh, here's the next season. It's not like pilot season, where the second episode of the series has a different set, different actors. Like, yeah, because I think that's what they're trying to do. Like, it didn't bother me at all, because they changed it later.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, there really wasn't anything until
Dino Thunder.
Until you got to Dino Thunder, and they did a team-up, so.
Yeah, because I remember reading something saying, like, well, we needed to get the ratings up, and it was our last season, so we brought Tommy back. Because what else could you do, really? Right. Just bring Tommy back. But, like, in his summary, it just made me so mad that he would get... The two things that I get mad that he gets mad at are the parts that are, like, unrealistic or funny. Which I thought, I mean, it's Power Rangers, it's supposed to be unrealistic. And then the funny parts, like, messing up the morph, like, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, like, I like that too, because, like, they're noobs. They shouldn't really know what they're doing at first.
And he's like, they messed it up afterwards. They should mess it up after the first morph, because the first morph is supposed to be epic. I'm like, it wouldn't make sense to mess it up after you've learned it. It makes more sense to mess it up before you've learned it. Like, not only did it make fun of the formula, but it was more realistic that they wouldn't instantly know how to do everything like everyone else ever.
Yeah, it's like, they're normal people, and all of a sudden they, like, instantly know how to, like, know kung fu and...
Technically, they had excuses they're ninjas, but...
And, well, yeah, they had excuses they're ninjas, but...
Like, in terms of the equipment.
But, like, they shouldn't know how to instantly morph, like... I mean, I can understand Dustin knowing, because he's a total nerd.
I know.
But
it's because he was in Xenon.
Exactly.
And he beat her out and called her cheater. I don't know. But, and then
Oh, God.
My favorite scenes is when they're like, you are now the Wind Power Rangers. Does it have games? Where's the Switch? Ladies and gentlemen, the Defenders of the Galaxy. I love that part.
I know.
Like, I love Cam in general. Like, he was so witty.
Cam Watanabe?
Okay, that made me angry. Like, no offense to Linkara, but...
Linkara. No. Offend him. I want to hear you offend him.
Well, I mean, it's not really offending, but...
Shut up. Like, just do it.
Learn how to say the name right. I mean, I'm not gonna say too much because I fucked up a good number of names in my time. But
like Mr. Penisberg.
They're Japanese. Like, they have certain ways of pronouncing things. Mm-hmm. So Watanabe is really not that hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
It's not
Watanabe. I mean, that's
Watanabe.
Yeah, it's probably just I took Japanese, so like. Mispronounced Japanese.
Well, or you have a brain.
But this doesn't matter because they said his name like probably like 20 times in the series. Watanabe. Like, you'd be like, that's from Mandrake. Isn't Mandrake a great place? Mandrake. I love Mandrake. Where'd you buy that?
I wanted to make sure, since there was no Mandrake on the side of that package, that everyone knew where the fuck I got it from.
Like, you know, I was about to comment asking you where you got that from.
I meant to say something about that yesterday and then I forgot. But, yeah, like, they said his name, so it's not as if he had to read it. It's like saying, oh, yeah, and then Torah and Dustin and that Shine. Like, really? They said his name. We have no excuse. Well, what about, what did he call it, Gokager? I'm enjoying
Gokiger.
Gokiger. Yeah, that's disgusting, please. Two things that disgusted me in that sentence. I'm enjoying Samurai and Gokager. I was pretty much disgusted right off the bat.
Like, I mean, the way it's written, I can understand it, but considering that it's Power Rangers...
Mm-hmm. And the way... And just another thing is, if he's watched it, that's the way they say it.
I got Arkin!
Yay.
Anyway. But so, yeah, that bugged me. But, like, that bugged me that he not made fun of, but got mad at, like, the funny parts, like, it was supposed to be funny. Like, it did kind of have a cool story in the background, but its whole point was to be funny and to make fun of itself.
Yeah.
And, like, he didn't understand that,
And then just, like, picking at, like, the unrealistic things that it's just normal PR stuff. And, what's the other thing that had to do with that? Oh, yeah, and another thing that made me mad is that he'll get mad at, like, design choices when it wasn't PR's fault.
Right.
Like, God, why did they design all the villains like this in this color pattern? I'm like, maybe because they didn't. Like, it's half the time his comments make it seem like he's never heard of Sentai. He's like, well, I wish that they would have done this for a longer period of time. I'm like, well, the footage really doesn't work for that. And, like, you could go on your original footage, but you still have to stay kind of to a certain outline. And, I don't know, it just made me mad in general. Like, I don't think he gets what Ninja Storm was supposed to be. Which was funny.
Yeah, but
I like Ninja Storm. I enjoyed it.
Like, I want to watch it again, just because, like, the first time I watched Ninja Storm, like, when I got back into PR, I was watching everything in reverse order, kind of like how I was doing Rider.
That's what I'm doing.
But, like, I was doing everything in reverse order, so I watched Dino Thunder, and then I went to Ninja Storm. But so, like, it was kind of a drastic thing because Dino Thunder was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so I was kind of weird toward Ninja Storm at first, but then I watched it a second time, and, like, it's so good at what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
like,
it's just such a fun show.
And, like, not particularly lighthearted because there's still a lot of seriousness in it, but.
Yeah, it was kind of a mix.
It's supposed to be funny, it's supposed to be comedic, and it did a really good job at that, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was a really fun show. Like, I think that he just didn't understand, coming off of his favorite seasons like Lightspeed and Wild Force and all that
this
stuff.
This actually gave me a really good idea. I'll talk to you after the podcast.
Okay, write it down so you don't forget it like me last time.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, we still have that other idea shelved, too. Anyway, enough about future plans. But yeah, like, I think Linkara is, like, I think it's, like, neat of him to do this, and they're really entertaining. I just really don't agree with a lot of his opinions on stuff.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I love watching them. Like, I learned some things. It's fun to go back and look at the seasons because I haven't really seen, like, any of them recently.
Yeah, neither have I.
So it's really fun to watch and just kind of go back. But I agree that, like, I don't really agree with what he's saying most of the time. I mean, I can respect it. It's just that I don't particularly see the same way he does, I guess.
Yeah, and I think he, like, flips out way too easy, like, about the dirt bike thing. He's like, these are high school kids. I'm like, well, actually, A, raises nerd glasses. They never established what grade they were in, and B, what the fuck's wrong with having a dirt bike? Have you not seen Motocrossed? That was a very good Disney movie in which the girl became a lesbian and began racing bikes. Like, I've known people with motocross bikes.
Yeah, I knew a couple people in high school that, I mean, they didn't professionally race or anything, but they had motocross bikes.
Rich, so what? Like, you can discriminate against rich people? Bastard. But, what was the other thing that you got really mad at that I didn't think was necessarily good to get mad at?
I don't know.
Was it? Like, you just get mad at stuff that was just released. Like, oh, well, apparently there's ninja suits under there. That's dumb. Don't these suits remind you of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX? No, because this was made like 3 fucking years before, you derp. Just admit your sound out's dead already. God. You know what you're trying to hide.
Sound out and Linkara are the same person, except Linkara's features sound out.
Oh, that's just fantastic. Oh yeah, and the soundtrack thing, I didn't mind Ninja Storm's soundtrack.
Ninja Storm's soundtrack was actually pretty good. Like, there was actually some, like, legit music in there.
Like, I loved the music when they were, like, when they were in the Zords. It was so epic.
Yeah.
Like, this awesome, like, headbanging rock. It was like, dun, 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 dun. So epic. Like, he even talked about that when Cam came in. He's like, I was seriously headbanging at this point.
It was pretty cool. Like, he played the clip, and I was like, yes! It's not as good as my ringtone, but...
I know, it's like, but I love that music, and I thought the whole, like heavy rock deal, like, fit in with the whole, like, extreme sports ninjas deal. Like, it just fit in with the theme of Ninja Storm. And, like, that part, he, like, highlighted a part where he's like, oh, there was hard rock music when they were talking about the serious situation in Storm Chargers. I'm like, God damn it, that was the music over the intercom. Like, because they're always playing music in that store.
Yeah, because you have to remember that it was a store, and stores often play music over the intercoms.
Like, you can just tell just by the audio quality that it was meant to be the music of the store. It wasn't supposed to be,
like awkward. Like, when I was getting the Retro Fires at Toys R Us today, you started playing Demi Lovato.
Oh, God.
About Selena Gomez. I love Selena Gomez.
We just keep laughing about all this press.
Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, but...
I feel like she's talking to me.
Demi Lovato is a coke whore.
I know, right?
You heard it here first. They canceled their show. They're like, oh, it's going to be so random now. Oh, please don't. Well, you got... I know you got little Danny Dawkins, and... But seriously, just stop now. And whoever else is on that show? Bunch of B actors.
Little Danny Dawkins, the fat guy, the little girl, and the bitch.
The fat guy is like generic bully from every other show ever. Seen him like 80 million things where he's a bully. But I thought I had more to say, but I really don't, other than I just necessarily don't agree with him. I'm curious to see what kind of theories he has about Dino Thunder. Well, the original theory was to clone Tommy 5 times and make him the, what? Like, wait, what? I'm interested to see his take on the Kayla seasons, I guess.
Should be a fun ride.
It should be. Ride.
Fun ride, though.
Yes. So, is it time for... Fuck.
That can be arranged, too.
Oh, Kevin. It's time for...
Final thingies!
Well, it's time for...
So, that thing that we've been talking about the past, like, 3 weeks, it'll still happen, I promise. It just kind of
got derailed by this.
Totally derailed by the earthquake thing, since Rio's putting a lot of his effort into the whole superhero time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a general lazy ass. That project kind of got nowhere right now, but it will happen very soon.
Let's just stop saying when it'll happen. It'll just happen. We'll just kamikaze it'll attack
when
like
it's
boom.
Happen. It'll just be kamikaze. Bam! You got something to do.
Boom! Big money. I don't know.
No whammy. Stop. So, that's all I really got for final thing. So
just keep donating and buy t-shirts.
Superherotime.chipin.com.
Superherotime. Chip in now!
Yeah.